perro, chiquitico.
Okay. 5-year-old Jocelyn is getting her teeth cleaned at the Naples Pediatric Dental Center as her dental hygienist, Irma Preston, carefully cleans her small teeth. She speaks to her in Spanish about what she's doing. Jocelyn is among a small percentage of children from low-income families in Florida who actually gets her teeth cleaned regularly. That's because Florida has dismal access to dental care for people on Medicaid, and that includes children. According to a new report from the Pew Research Center in 2011, 76% of children on Medicaid did not receive any dental care that year. That's the highest percentage in the country. This problem is fueled by the dwindling number of dentists in Florida who serve Medicaid patients. According to the Pew report in 2010, only 15% of dentists in Florida even accepted Medicaid patients. And experts say that number continues to plummet. Frank Catalanato, who chairs the Department of Community Dentistry and Behavioral Science at the University of Florida, says state lawmakers are to blame.
Florida has some of the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rates to dentists in the United States. I don't blame dentists for this. It's no wonder that only 8 to 10% of Florida dentists participate in the Medicaid program, which makes the access issue even more difficult for these patients.
Catalanato says this lack of access costs the state millions. He says 115,000 adults and children visited emergency rooms in 2010 for preventable dental pain and infection.
The cost the state, either Medicaid or private insurers or self-pay, $88 million. That's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy.
The Naples Pediatric Dental Clinic, where Jocelyn goes, has a patient roster that is 95% Medicaid enrollees. The clinic was created to provide care to the many underserved indigent and low-income families in the South Naples area. However, Chance Powell, one of its many dentists, says because so much of the state is underserved, his clinic is serving children from all over.
You know, initially the incentive was to take care of the needs of the kids in Collier County, but it has definitely expanded over the years. Kids are traveling more than 2 hours sometimes for dental treatment one way.
Powell says he and 9 other residents in the clinic see up to 24 patients a day. And still, many of the complicated dental procedures provided in the clinic require a lengthy wait.
The operating room, for example, to take kids that have 3 or more quadrants of dentistry that need to be taken care of, that waiting list is 6 to 8 months right now. The waiting list for any type of oral sedation is a year, and they're on the brink of having abscesses and infections.
And Powell says he thinks it's about to get worse. This year, Florida officials turned its Medicaid program over to for-profit managed care plans. Republican State Senator Alan Hayes of Umatilla, who is also a retired dentist, says managed care companies will probably cause even more dentists to stop seeing Medicaid patients.
The pre-authorization process is onerous. I'm hearing that the denial of treatment is insulting. And I can assure you, managed care is not best for the patient. And it's not best for the doctor either. But it's best for the politicians who think that, oh, we're now offloading that responsibility to these managed care companies.
Senator Hayes disagrees with Frank Catalanato, who says managed care plans actually improved access in other states and could improve Florida's situation. He also says Catalanato is wrong in blaming the legislature. He says the problem is bigger than how much the state spends on dental care for Medicaid patients. A few years ago, Hayes helped raise dental Medicaid reimbursement rates by 48%. But even with the increase, Florida's rates still lag behind the rest of the country. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.